So this morning, we're glad you've joined us because we're going to spend time focused on our inner spiritual activity, our spiritual nature, which is our real self. And we're going to look at this through a story in the New Testament chapter, in Luke chapter 7. It's a very familiar story. It's about the prostitute who came to Jesus and was in tears and washed his feet with her tears and so forth. And we're going to see that this story is really about us, not about this historical moment. And it's really Dr. Seale in his book, Learn to Live, that brings this timeless message about us forward 2,000 years. Now, Jesus was traveling and on foot throughout the countryside, and he went to a town called Nain. And it said he came to pass when he went into a city called Nain that he came nigh to the gate of the city, and behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her and said, "Weep not." And he came and touched the bier. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus delivered him to his mother. So word of this, plus many other healings in this town, spread. And one of the Pharisees, and we've looked at Pharisees, they're the people who know the most scripture, the leaders of the temple, the most respected people of society. And one of the Pharisees invited Jesus for a meal in his house. And so Jesus accepted. And word spread of where he was. And a prostitute heard about it, and she brought an alabaster box containing precious oil to the Pharisee's house and went in. And the next part of this story, as I was reading it, reminded me of pictures of young teenage girls who go to rock concerts, and they're so overcome with happiness that tears just stream down their cheeks, whether it's Elvis or the Beatles or Michael Jackson, or I don't even know who today would be, but. So the prostitute came in and she couldn't stop crying. She kneeled in front of this holy man and let her tears wash the dust off his feet. And then she dried his feet with her hair and applied the precious oil to his feet. And all the while, the Pharisee, the host, was observing this. And he said, "If this man knew who this woman is, he would know who it is that touched him." And at that time, under Jewish law, women were not allowed to initiate touching a man. And we've seen that before with the woman who had the hemorrhage for 12 years. and couldn't get close to Jesus because of the crowd. And so she touched the hem of his garment and was healed. And then, when he wanted to know who it was, she had the great courage to say that it was she. Knowing that, first of all, she broke the law, and secondly, she risked having that healing, and she knew instantly when she touched the hem of his garment that she was healed. She knew she risked losing that healing, but she said she was the one. And then Jesus blessed her for her deep faith, and her healing remained. So, back to the Pharisee, to the host. Jesus knew what was going through this man's mind, and he asked the Pharisee a question. Two debtors owed a man. One owed him 500 pence, the other owed him 50 pence. And the man forgave both debtors. Which debtor will love the lender most? And the Pharisee replied, the debtor who owed more. And Jesus said, you're right. And then Jesus brought the lesson home to his host. You invited me to your house. You gave me no water to wash the dust off my feet, as is the custom for the host to provide. This woman washed my feet with her tears, dried them with her hair, poured oil on them, and has not ceased to show her gratitude for forgiveness since entering your house. And Jesus finished, her sins, which are many, are forgiven because of her great love. And if you only love only a little forgiveness is possible. Dr. Seale says that the Pharisee invited Jesus into his house out of curiosity, not out of respect for who he was. And at that time, it was normal hospitality to provide water for a guest. By failing to do so, the Pharisee showed he had little regard for his guest. The prostitute came in, was condemned by the Pharisee, and yet Jesus allowed her to pour out her whole heart of recognition, love, and devotion to the Son of God. And then Dr. Seale comes to us and reminds us that our human minds are composed of both thoughts and feelings. The Pharisee represents the type of thinking based on respect for intellectual achievement. He likes observing external rules, is proud of his knowledge, place in society and in the temple. He's absolute and dogmatic in his beliefs and works for the praise of men instead of praising God in his own interior life. Dr. Seale says this kind of person would rather be thought good than be good, and has curiosity, but does not assign value to spiritual laws and the internal world of feelings, of love, peace, and harmony. This type of person admires intellectual excellence and gives only passing interest to feelings. The Pharisee mind thinks it will have time for love and peace after his outer world is in place and successful. The prostitute represents our feeling nature. Up to this point in today's lesson, we could be thinking, this is an interesting story about other people. It's not yet about me. So here we get to the part about us. Emotions and feelings are not the same thing. Emotions depend on the outer. And when we let our emotions jump from headline to headline, to past opinions we have always held about behavior, others, and ourselves, and to the diagnosis of doctors, tests, then Jesus is saying our emotional nature is like a prostitute. It jumps because of one thing in the outer to another. They react to external stimuli. Emotions are the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The entertainment industry today is a master at shaping emotions. Enduring an emotional storm, the prostituted mind is unaware that all the while there is an inner land, kingdom of feeling, of love and peace and harmony already in place and active. It's in each one of us. It is available when we do as Jesus directed before beginning the Lord's Prayer. Enter into your closet and close the door on the outer world of conditions, experiences, and relationships. Once we begin to understand that love is a feeling that cannot be reached and changed by anything in the outer, we move through life with a new confidence. We don't have to keep adjusting our reactions of approving or disapproving as new information comes to us. It is an expression of freedom that underneath all the details from the press or the family phone call or from the doctor, underneath all of that, God's love is fully present, and it's for us, and we can align with it. If you look at the New Testament reading in your program, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. God first loved us, and we are to pass that love on to those who come into our awareness. Just as Jesus Christ had compassion for the prostitute, it made her feel worthy. We are to love and stop criticizing who we think others are. Craig has been told by one of his superiors, bosses, that he's brought some of these people back from the dead in his psychiatric ward at the local hospital. Craig has told prisoners, "I don't care what you've done." In other words, the compassion of the Christ in you is present, fully present, and you can access it. When we monitor the content of our awareness and substitute compassionate love for opinions and judgment, we are that mature individual Max Ballard described in the first sentence of today's responsive reading. We have learned that as mature individuals, we must assume the responsibility of answering our own prayers by living them out in our lives. Dr. Seale says we walk out to meet our consciousness, to meet the content of our daily nurturing, of filling our minds. And if we fill our awareness with compassionate love and peace and harmony, then our lives are different. This same content is demonstrated, manifested in the outer. And we do begin to see that God is all, both invisible and visible. Jesus Christ could show compassion and forgiveness for a prostitute because he felt her sincere determination for a new beginning. Her feelings of being in the loving presence of God's Son filled her to overflowing with gratitude, and her tears flowed. In the beginning, God first loved mankind. He filled our hearts with love and understanding. This love is the same as then, now, and beyond. Nothing can reach it, dilute it, or increase it. In summary, let love influence your opinions as you begin to monitor seriously the content of your awareness. Opt out of negativity. Establish attitudes of love and peace, knowing that they are not subject to outer circumstances. In the Bible, the heart represents our feeling nature. Bring the heart home. Let the intellect rest. Rejoice and celebrate and value our feeling nature. Let us pray. Loving, whole presence, we know you are forever sowing seeds of truth in all corners of mind. We ask your help to recognize them and value them, knowing that you magnify these seeds and they are held in our established attitude. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.